Thus, in the Gemara, Rashi tells us as well. But to be able to get to that, what we're going to need to do first is go through the whole Reb Chaim, which will take us a little bit of time. And then in Mirtzei Hashem, hopefully, the last few minutes will show where the Yesodos of Reb Chaim come from and how Reb Chaim himself alludes to the fact that there are a few Yesodos that emerge from the Daf. But aside from what Reb Chaim shows us, we'll also point out that Reb Chaim barely was barely Mechadesh, was almost Mechadesh nothing. Oh! I just opened up my Reb Chaim from many, many years ago. I was about to write in that this is what the Ramban writes, but I wrote there. Okay. I wrote many years ago. I wrote that down already. Okay. I forgot. I have a Reb Chaim from my first days when I started learning, and every time I did I did this with a few Achronim, Shagasarye Reb Chaim. I wrote down every year a few pieces, and then eventually, if you learn for a few years, eventually you go through the whole thing. Okay, but I wasn't using my old one. Now I just took it, and I brought my pen. I definitely brought my pen to write in while I was waiting for the guys to write in that it's connected to the Ramban. Okay. Oh. Tov. All right. So let's Be'ezer Hashem remind ourselves what we did on Wednesday, and that is that the Rambam in Perek Tazayin Halacha Chof Aleph seems to have a basic problem that the Ravid asks on. And that basic problem is that the Rambam says that there's a Shvuah Min HaTorah on a Ksuba. And if there's a Shvuah Min HaTorah on a Ksuba because of Shvuah Motiv Mitzvahs, for example, if he says that he has to pay only 100, she says she's entitled to 200, so then in such a case, it begs the obvious question of the Ravid. And the Ravid's question was, at the end of the day, it's Kfiras Shibud Karkos. It's Kfiras Shibud Karkos, and since it's Kfiras Shibud Karkos, of course, we learned in our Sugya on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, which is a Mishnah in Shvuas on Daf Mem Beis, that says that you don't have a Shvuah on Kfiras Shibud Karkos. That is the machlokis between the Rambam and Ravid, that we began to develop a Yesod from Reb Chaim, which is part of the Yishuv of that Kasha. And in order to answer that question and a couple of others which we'll make reference to as we go along, we had a third kasha. And the third kasha was in Dibar Masli Hine Kashali in the halachas of Korban Shuas. Let's pick up in with that category, Vihine Kashali B'divrei Rambam. And then Emir Tzeshem will develop the whole Reb Chaim. We'll develop the whole Reb Chaim. And then we'll see how the hashlachos of this as relates to Pshat. Says Reb Chaim, Hine Koshuli B'divrei Rambam Gufei. The Rambam is difficult as well. Shepasag Perechetz Hilcha Shuas Halacha Yugimel V'chein Misha Oysalav Milva B'shtar V'kofar Ba V'nishba Potter Mishuas HaPikadon Sharei B'shtar Nishtab Da Karka V'nimtza Zeh K'kofar B'karka. So the Rambam says that when it comes to a case in where you have a Shvua of Override Pikadon. Now, the Talmidim pointed out well to me that here the Rambam is assuming that the Din Torah over Mammon is also, you'll also make a Shvuas HaPikadon, which the Rambam writes in Perek Zayin, the beginning of Perek Zayin, that Pikadon is Lav Dafka Pikadon. Even if the issue is over money, that I left you money by you, that will also be considered a case of Shvuas HaPikadon. So here the Rambam says that if you lied, so then in such a case, we consider it lying on a case of Kofar Bekarka, and we've already discussed Einish and the Mela, the Shvua was not appropriate. Since the Shvua was not appropriate, there isn't going to be a Karba. Harela had ya. The Ramam Svirla, the Shtar, Choshu Shibut Karka, the Inyan, Karba, Shvua. It's considered Shibut Karkos. So what's question number three? I know we didn't discuss question number two, that was on Wednesday. The Lama Svirla, Hacha, the Inyan, Shvua, Lohavi Shibut Karka. Why is it that we consider the Shvua not a Shibut Karka? In other words, why is it different than the case of Ksuba? The imyam nam kidivrei Rambam de l'kfira shibut shtar the kfira shtar pod mikarmen shvua muvarim lehadya b'shuas daf lamed zayin. And even though this halacha is clear on daf lamed zayin, avol adayin kasha maishna karmen shvua mishvua. What's the difference between the fact that you're potter from a karmen shvua? Yet the Rambam in the Hilchos Ishus Paskin, the opening Rambam, said that even though there's Shibu Karkos, you still make a Shvua. Maishna Karbin Shvua Mishvua. Dare Bishnayim Imut Karkos. Both of them. The rule is that you don't make a Shvua when it's Karka. Umaishna Dulinyin Karbin Shvua Choshev Shtar. Shibut karkali in shvua pasuk aram the law of shibut karkali nishba in a love. What's the difference between the two? Venira loma. Anybody need any clarification? Kashas I won't accept right now because we already did this on Wednesday. But any clarification necessary? Beautiful. Venira loma. Not beautiful if you need clarification. You're not saying that you need clarification. But beautiful, I'm assuming that everybody understands up until it. Venira lomer, dibbe emes, hare b'shtar ikus shibut karka v'shibut metalton. When it comes to every shtar, there's a shibut of karka and there's a shibut of metalton. Dare yochel ligvos eschovo bein mi karka bein mi metalton. You're able to collect the chov, whether we're dealing with karka or whether we're dealing with metalton. V'tzarech iyun, eich yedino imke karka oke metalton. So now, we have a fundamental question. When it comes to a shibut, is the shibut a shibut of karka? Or is this a shibud of metaltlin? Venira, the kivan da'adin hu b'shibud chov. Deicha de nifta mea karkas lo nispatel chov v'chayv l'shal min metaltlin. V'cheinim nifta mea metaltlin lo batel achiyu v'chal achiyu al karkas. Says Reb Chaim brilliantly. He says, when it comes to shibudim, there are two different shibudim. One's on karka, it's true. There's a shibud on karka, but there's also a shibud on metaltlin as well. V'chein, and therefore he says, even if you're potter from the taltlin, it still is a chiyuv, a shua on the karka. And for this reason, there's a difference between carbon shua and din chiyuv shua. Dibik carbon shua. By the way, if you look at my edition from when I was your age, that these lines are underlined. This is one of the most critical lines, probably in the whole sefer. Chidusha Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Aramba. So these are critical lines. Al kein shaper chol din karben shvua midin chiyuv shvua. The be karben shvua hare achiyuv al kfiras hachoyv vigazlasa. You see this beautiful conceptual way of looking at things. What at the core is the mechayev of karben shvua? So when it comes to karben shvua, the chiyuv is the fact that you lie and you stole. Now, how did you lie and steal? What happens if you only lie and steal on the metalton? You say, I don't owe you metalton. Karka, I'm not talking about. So then you didn't steal yet. So then we'll say, okay, so pay up the karka. So what do you have to do to be a liar and a stealer? To be chayv a karben shvua? V'kivon de'beloi kfiras ha'karkos lo mishlam p'tur achov b'nimtza de'kfiras u'gzeilas achov mishlam mishneim b'yachat. The only kfira, full kfira comes about, you only become a ganif when you steal both the metaltlin, in other words, you deny both the metaltlin and the karka. Ukfiras hametalta below karkos hamirak firas shibud veleyetzem achoyv. But if you're only denying the metaltalin and you didn't deny the karka, so then it's not a denial of the chov itself. Ukfiras etzem achoyv hurak mekarko metaltalin biyachad valkein shapir potur mikarben shvua. And for that reason, you're going to be potur from the karben shvua. But if we're talking about not the carbon, we're talking about chiyuv shvua she'anu boin ladun imu chayiv al potur. There, the shaila is whether he's chayiv al potur. V'im kein havi lehepuch. It's the exact opposite. The kivon de b'mashen niftar me'akarkos lo niftar me'ametaltlin. There, the ptur of karkos doesn't exempt you from the metaltlin. Vinkain af al gav deinish bon al karkos. It's true. On the choyv sheboy, there's nothing to swear on the karka. However, v'nifter me'ashvua metzim chiyuva al karka, aval arei gam kein tal chiyuva al metaltlin levad, but there is a separate chiyuva on the metaltlin alone. V'yesh bazet dai l'chayvo yishvua, and that's enough to be mechayiv imashvua, kim l'chal achoyv al metaltlin gam beloy akarka. Beautiful. He says like this, for carbon shvua, the mechayiv of carbon shvua has to include a kfira on karka. If it has to include a kfiran karka, so then in such a case, you're potter from the carbon shvua because ain't ishban al kfir shiva karkos. But when it comes to
the chiyuv shvua, so there are two chiyuvim. There's a shibut karka and a shibut metaltlin. So even though you're not chayiv a shvua alts the karka, alts means do, due to the karka, there's no chiyuv alts the karka, but nevertheless, the chiyuv alts the metaltlin. Vis-a-vis the metaltlin, there is a separate, there is another chiyuv shvua. So what Reb Chaim does is brilliant. By the way, it's not Reb Chaim's brilliance, it's the Messiah's brilliance. Everybody thinks Reb Chaim was so brilliant. Reb Chaim was brilliant. Reb Chaim didn't just sit and smoke a pipe and came up with these brilliant svaras, or grow long payas and come up with brilliant svaras, or go into the mikveh 10 times and come up with brilliant svaras. I'm not precluding any one of the things except for the first one. But what he did, I can't understand what justification is. Dafka, when I was a kid in Brooklyn, it's probably a Brooklyn Mishigas, that somehow brisk included having long payas and smoking. That there's two dinim. That there's payas, and then there's smoking. There's mamish, it's a chelik of brisk. So it's a magefa in the yeshivas. It's mamish a magefa. It's mamish a terrible, terrible magefa in Isser Daraisa, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. So, Now I understand why they don't consider Wayu people real briskers, because they don't do that. Okay, so when it comes to the yisod of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim didn't make these things, didn't come to these things on his own. This is the brilliance of the Messiah itself, as I'm going to see in the end. You can't just leave with just knowing the Reb Chaim. I'm going to show you, Be'ezer Hashem, how this, what Reb Chaim said, this is kimat nothing that he said on his own. There's almost nothing here from Reb Chaim on his own. For some reason, Reb Chaim didn't tell us how he got it from the Chachmei HaMesorah. He doesn't tell us. So some people think Reb Chaim is big chidushim. The only chidush that Reb Chaim did is he presented the Tesis and the Rishayim in a way that sounded brilliant. But the Tesis and the Rishayim were already said almost everything that Reb Chaim says. Kimat the whole Sefer was already said before Reb Chaim himself wrote it. Not never. That's a fascinating question about why Reb Chaim doesn't spell out all the time where he got it from. But that's a terrible mistake. But people who don't understand, they think that if we're doing Reb Chaim's, we're saying Chidushim. We're not saying Reb Chaim has the least amount of Chidushim. The Ktsois and the Minchas Chinuch are much bigger Chidushim than Reb Chaim. But somehow the world, there are a lot of things the world doesn't understand. Because you have to be learning this for a long time to be able to appreciate what's going on over here. Okay, again, so this is the yisod about metaltalin and karka, right? Everybody's got it. Metaltalin and karka.
And what? Say both have to be denied in order to be putter.
Oh, so it goes like this: when it comes to carbon shvua, what's the mechayiv of carbon shvua? That you stole the whole thing. You stole. How do we know you stole? The only way we're going to know you stole is if you stole both from Karka and from Metalton. Okay? However, when it comes to the Chiyuv Shvua, so even if you're not Chayiv the Shvua, it's the Karka, but you're going to be Chayiv the Shvua based on what? You're going to be Chayiv the Shvua based on the Metalton. So you're right, you're potter from the Shvua Mitzah, the Shibud Karka, but you're going to be Chayiv the Shvua based on the Shibud Taltal. This is all what we did in Wednesday, okay?
Even if both were denied?
What's that?
Even if the Taltal was denied?
Even if the Taltal was denied?
It's still the Chayiv Shvua and
Taltal? No, because there is a Chiyuv of Shvua, both, there is a issue. Both on the Karka and the Metalflin, you're going to be Chayiv a Shvua, according to the Rambam, Lefi Reb Chaim, you're going to be Chayiv a Shvua because of the Metalflin Shabo, even though outs the Karka Shabo, you're going to be Potur. Now, these lines are the most important. Skip Vatifa Mine, it's actually a Pella, what Reb Chaim means to do in these lines. I guess we're not real, real briskers, because if we were real briskers, we would spend 3 days trying to figure out what Reb Chaim wants to do in this line. Okay, so that's, I believe, much more important to know every line in the Tosas and the Ramban than to know every line in the Reb Chaim, even though Reb Chaim is, every word of Reb Chaim, if you take a look in the Hakdama, the Sefer, the son of the scribe, that Reb Chaim spend, even though Reb Chaim's shiurim, Reb Chaim's, the amount that we have of Reb Chaim from Reb Chaim is tens of times what's in the Sefer. And Reb Chaim spent his last 20 years of his life writing the Sefer. He stopped saying Shurim in Volozhin when he was quite young because they closed down the yeshiva, and then Reb Chaim stopped saying public Shurim. And basically, for the last 20 years of his life, he devoted to guiding Klal Yisrael and to writing this Sefer and being the Rav in the city of Brisk. And his sons say, as much as he wrote, he did much more erasing. So every word, that's a Masaira that we have, that's a unique Brisker Masaira, that every word of Reb Chaim is extremely, extremely thought out. But not thought out, again, by Reb Chaim himself. This is Reb Chaim reformulating based on what was already said way before him. Okay, so what he means in this line, Vadifa, I mean, I'm a little bit bothered by, but it doesn't make a difference, and for our purposes, and we'll skip to Ella Dekasha. Okay? So, Rabosai, we now have an understanding of why carbon shvua is going to be potter when you're dealing with karka, versus when it comes to ksuba, that there's still room to be mechayiv shvua, because you can't be chayiv shvua on the karka, but you can be chayiv shvua on the talton. Daniel, we haven't added anything from Wednesday. So if you know Wednesday, you're ready to jump in now. Ella Dekasha. However, he asks, there's a bomb cash. So he says like this, everything I just said is difficult from our Gemara. In other words, I just said that when it comes to a shibud, you're still going to be chayiv a shvua because there's a side that you're chayiv based on due to the metaltalin. So that's so, but I have a Farish of Gemara against this. What's the Farish of Gemara against this? Now, by the way, if you want to know when I decide when to do a Reb Chaim and when I don't, the nafgamina is, every once in a while I feel very responsible to introduce the people to Reb Chaim. But there are many Reb Chaims that our sugis are related to. The yisod is that I do Reb Chaims and in general achronim that relate to pshat in Gemara Rashi Tosis. And this Reb Chaim now relates to our mineu bey in the Gemara itself. Gemara Rashi Taisis. Reb Chaim is there to help us. I spoke about this in the 10-minute Chassidus as well. It's not an independent value. It's there to help the basics. So too over here, this Reb Chaim shows you how Reb Chaim read a Gemara. So you want to know how your Rabbeim read a Gemara, you take a look at Reb Chaim. And it's our Gemara. What's the Kasha? The Kasha is, at the end of the day, our Gemara says, black on white, that if you have a shtar, that a shtar is considered shibu karkos, and if it's considered shibu karkos, you don't make a shvua. Right? Everybody knows what I'm referring to in the Gemara, right? Everything black on white. What do we have in our Gemara? Our Gemara said, lo, le'elam eim lecha shtay nami potter. Really, two is potter. Why? Shani hasam di kamayeh sayel eshtar, that's one teretz. Inami mishum da'avel eshtar shibu karkos. Ve'ein ishboin al tfira shibu karkos. That's the yisod. Wait a second. This goes against all the Rambams that we saw before. The Rambam keeps on giving us shvuas on shibu karkos. So, what are you going to say? You're going to say the Mechayiv comes from the Metaltalin, the Shibud Metaltalin, and our Gemara is also a Shibud Metaltalin. Good? I'm getting some nods and some blank stares. Rabosai, good? Yonatan, you following the Kasha? Good. Vaha! Yes?
We're also somewhat of a Metaltalin in our case?
Absolutely! Our case is just the case of Sloan and Dinarim. And in our case, there's a shtar on Slon and Dinarim, and that's both karka and metalta. It's true. A shtar is shibud karkos. Then Tosfos gets involved. Wait a second. Bill Valpez is also shibud karkos. We're going to get... That's... Reb Chaim comes back to that. Comes back to our Tosfos too. Okay? Yes, Yonatan.
What's the metaltalin aspect from the Gemara?
The answer is that every shtar says that you're chay, there's a shibud of karka, but before that shibud, there's also a shibud of metaltalin.
Any
shibud that I have, correct. Money in my pocket. If it says that I owe you 100 shekel, I have 100 shekel in my pocket. I have to pay you back. the bottom line on the second column. The fimash is bare kol ados chosha b'shtar tzarich lios kol ados metaltalin. Wait a second, there's a hodon metaltalin. Kima the ikarachov who metaltalin. Here he uses the lashon ikarachov. For the bishops amongst you, the Rajba and Shavuos and Lamed Zayin Mabez use the lashon ikarachov, and the Ramban doesn't use the lashon ikarachov. It's a big hamevin yavin. Venira loyma, two lines from the top. Dehine mevur besug yisham. Dileman do amar helach potur hodas shtar potur gamke mishum dahave helach. So Reb Chaim, what he's going to do is going to say our sugya is the exception, not the rule. This is a very important idea. In other words, you could, without Reb Chaim, we would have come away with a terrible misconception. At least terrible according to the position of the Rambam. The terrible misconception is that whenever you have a shtar, you're potter from shua. Not true! Whenever you have a shtar, you're chayim! You're chayim! Either Gemara's 10 and 15 Gemara's are against it. No. That you have to reread every single Gemara. V'nira lo mardin ebivur besugi b'sham d'lman d'amre elach potter kol oido shtar potter gamke b'sham d'avi elach. So now Reb Chaim reviews with us basic Yisodos and Pshat. We have the sugya of Helach, Machlokas Reb Chiya Reb Sheshes. What's the Svara Reb Sheshes that you're potur? So he refers back to Lashon Gemara and Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara Dalet Amud Aleph told us that Helach is potur because the Hanif Zuzi the Kamoda Bevayu Kiman Denaklu Malvedami. How did Moshe Rishonim explain it? Moshe Rishonim explained that he's a kol for bakol. Says Reb Chaim, in our sugya number one, we're talking about Halach. In the sugya of Halach, what's the rationale for Halach being potter? Because you're considered a kol for akol. Haray. Says Reb Chaim, shtar is Halach. Hare do das shtar choshuv kiparua vitashlumin leinyan modem mitzas uleinyan li poter mishvua. You see, I have lines I didn't underline in the past, but now I'm underlining. This line is also extremely important. That we see that when it comes to shtar, it's considered as if it's paid. And therefore, you're not a modem mitzas. That's the sheet of Rav Sheshes. Rabbi Chiya de Polik Sham. Rabbi Chiya disagrees. Usvirlei the gam helach chayiv. That even helach is going to be chayiv. Haynu mishum. Why is that? The svirlei the gam hecha she'asa sapruah gam can't have a modem mitzas. As we were masbir in the past, he rejects from this idea that when you make it paruah as if it's modem mitzas. Uki de chazina de mechayiv gam behelach da reishal chafanecha de pshita dave perua. That even when it comes to helach, when he says hareishal chafanecha, and it's considered perua, nevertheless you're still chayiv according to Rebbe Chiya. Avol hami amoda de behelach chal din perua v'din tashlumen. Both Rebbe Chiya and Rav Sheshes agree that helach is considered as if it's already paid back. But they argue whether that is enough to potter you from a shvus modem mitzvahs or not. All Reb Chaim did in these lines was he said that our sugya is directly connected to Eilach, that we already know, Daf Dalet, and he just formulated the machlokas Reb Chiya Reb Sheshes. Everything Reb Chaim just did now, we already did in learning Gemara Rashi. He doesn't tell us, this is what the Gemara said, this is what the Rashi says. But it is all mafurish, all he's doing is formulating the Gemara. Ulefiz and Nira. Now we're going to make a leap. And therefore, it appears, Daha de Mechalkinan Lishnayim. This that we mentioned previously, that when it comes to Shibudim, there are two different Shibudim. There's Karka and Metaltalin. Hachiyuv Karka and Hachiyuv Metaltalin. Rak Hecha. Only if the guy is still chayiv. Aval hecho de beodaso choshev parua v'tashlumin bekarka, os pshita de dino kodas karka. But once it's considered paid back, then in such a case, then that's a case of only karka. Here's the one leap that Reb Chaim makes. And that is, he says like this. When it comes to somebody who's already paid back, so once he's paid back, has he paid back a chiyuv that's both metaltalin and karka? Or has he paid back a chiyuv of karka? Reb Chaim says that once we're looking at the chov itself, once it's paid back, the ikur, the primary component of it, was a shibud of karka. Once it's parua v'tashlumin, then it's a case of karka. Why? What's the svara? The svara is very simple. At the end of the day, this is a din Torah that relates to karka. Once it's a din Torah that relates to karka, the karka becomes critical, and you can't separate the karka and the metaltalin from the chiyuv. On the other hand, if we're looking at the shibud beforehand, before it's paid back, the shibud before it's paid back are two separate shibudim. There's both a shibud metaltalin and a shibud karka. So is this a din Torah on karka and metaltalin? The answer is that when we look at it paid back, it's a din Torah on karka. Because you cannot say it's only metaltalin. Once you can't say it's only metaltalin, so then in such a case, then we look at it as one big chiyuv of karka. However, in terms of the shibudim, so then there's a separate shibud of karka and a separate shibud of metaltalin. Let's continue on. Ulefize nir lomar. Dahas sam hamavur bisugya dodash tar have a helech ba shibu karka shibu. And therefore, the hodas shtar is considered helach on karka. Elo dasugya kai masham leman damer helach chayiv. And our Gemara said, every case of shtar is shibu karkos. That's according to the man damer walls. Helach is chayiv. Valkein. Zeu de kamar ha gemara kiven al kopadim helach mi havia v'choshiv ki parua v'tashlum b'karka. So our Gemara was going in the Mount Amar who says a helach is chayiv. So despite the fact that it's considered as if it's paid back, you're still chayiv. What is that chiyuv? That chiyuv is a chiyuv on shibud karka. Why is that a chiyuv on shibud karka? Because at the end of the day, when we look at this din Torah, this is a din Torah that is a din Torah of karka. It's true, when it comes to shibudim, there are shibudim both on metaltalin and karka, but it's a din Torah that includes karka. If it's a din Torah that includes karka, then the piron is a piron that included karka. In came meila have shibu karkos. Upater the kule alma gam the madar mele chay bishum neish bal shibu karkos. And that's the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara is saying that even though if you hold helach is chayiv, but at the end of the day, helach says you pay back the chiyuv karka. Avolena chenabi. The begavna to lo have helach. But what would be if it's not a case of helach? The lo have paru ave tashlum be karka. And it's not considered as if it's paid back. But there, if we're not talking about from the perspective of how we look at it once it's paid back, but we're looking about at it whether there's a chiyuv shvua now before it's paid back, the ispe gam odas metaltlin. So there, you have a hoda on both karka and on metaltlin. Shapir avim modem mitzas mechayiv shvua. Then you're going to be chayiv shvua. So Reb Chaim has done two things over here. He has developed conceptually the difference between whether you look at the chiyuv post facto, or you look at the shibudim now from someone who's not yet paid back. And on that point, he has suggested that when you're looking at this case, is this a case that of karka or metaltlin post facto? You define it as a case of karka. And halach is all about that's already paid back. If it's already paid back, so then in such a case, then we're going to look at it from the perspective of karka. And that's what our Gemara is saying, that you're pater from a shua, according to Ma'at Amar Olos Halach is karka. But if I hold halach is pater, and this shtar is not considered as if it's parua, I'm sorry, if I hold halach is pater, I want to formulate this correctly. No. Let's say formulate differently. If I'm talking about a case where there's no halach, that's the way to say it. If we're talking in a case of where there's no halach, so then in such a case, there it's not parua. If it's not parua, so then we're not looking at it post facto. If we're not looking at it post facto, then we go back to the original yisod that we had, and that is there is a separate chiyuv on the metaltlin, a separate shibud on the metaltlin, a separate shibud on the karka. So on the separate shibud on the metaltlin, that you're going to make a shvua on the metaltlin, not on the karka, as he developed the bramaskel vehine. Ulefize. Harenicha dasa Rambam. Now the Rambam is beautiful. Ma sheposa gabe hodo b'miktsas ksuba d'chayiv shuv b'divrei Torah. This that the Rambam originally paskin, that you're going to make a chiyuv, you're going to have a chiyuv of shvua on a ksuba, which is a shtar, despite the fact that there's shibud karkos, and all the world asks on the Rambam, the Raivin and others, ain nishpot al kfir shibud karkos. So now we need to be mechalik between two types of shtaros. There's a shtar that our sugya assumed is halach. And then there's a shtar that's not halach. Denira. Daha de shtar have halach. This that we saw that a shtar is halach. Din mesuyam rak bishtaros de isbu akno ashibud. If I say, yes, this is what the shtar says, that the shtar says that this is what I'm chayiv in, so it's considered as if I paid you back. It's considered as if I paid you back. That's halach, but that's only a shtar of shibud. I will call my sebezdin after go the gam mishubad mekom akum lo chashiv halach. Ksuba, the Gemara tells us, is not only a shtar; it's bezdin executing a chiyuv. Shtar, Reb Chaim is developing, which Reb Chaim didn't make up, is as if you already have started to collect from the land. And therefore, there's halach on the karka. Maisa Bezdin is not that way. Maisa Bezdin means that when I as a husband write a ksuba, I give over to my wife that Bezdin could do what they want to me. That's what Maisa Bezdin is. I give over the rights of collection to Bezdin. Not that I'm giving over to her karka. I'm giving over to her Maisa Bezdin. Continue. I will call my sebezdin after go the gam mishubadim mikol makom lo chashiv halach. It's not considered as if I gave her karka, and that's the Rambam by Momon Sheni Yocholik for. He quotes the Rambam that says you potter a Momon Sheni Yocholik for. So he asks, after he quotes the whole Rambam, "V'alo b'sugi the mamatziyah davdal b'vur da'pturu mishum helach." But wait a second. Didn't the Gemara say you're already potter because it's helach? That was question number two from Wednesday. Vim kain balkorchach, it must be. Da'adikas ha-Rambam taimish ha-shtar lo tolba k'furas ha-chanu chasim mishubadim bo, ze gufa klala de'helach. It must be that the answer is that over there, Momon Sheni Yochel Lichvar is the rule of Halach. What does Reb Chaim mean by that? Reb Chaim means like this. If you're already chayiv the money, it's considered as if it's already begun to be paid. This only applies to shtar, the shibuda biyado, because the shtar holds the karka. V'rayis ve'edus hachov gam ken biyado. Ozu da havi helach, then it's helach. Mashein ke mois maise bezdin. In contrast to Iksuba, which is a maise bezdin, nihi the golem is shubadim. Ve'eni yochel it on gam parua. Maise bezdin is even stronger because he can't have a tainus parua. As we saw, the Ramban himself told us on Shavuos Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Avon mikol mokom bi'ikar hachov ein biyado yosem misharim uval peh v'alken lo havi helach. So now Reb Chaim puts together the last piece, and Reb Chaim says in the Chiddush, and Reb Chaim says in our sugya the focus is on the karka, but that's different than ksuba, because when it comes to the shtar represents the karka, and if we're talking about a shaila on a shtar post facto, that's a shaila on karka. That's a shaila on karka, and therefore post facto in the sugya of Helach, we'll say it's a shayla of karka, ein nishbon al shibut karkos. However, we're talking about ksuba. Ksuba is a maisa bezdin. And if it's ksuba is a maisa bezdin, then it's not the same shibut on karka. Rather, bezdin is in charge. Bezdin in charge, that leaves up to bezdin where they want to collect from. But it's not that the shtar is, if you will, to use a brisker terminology to dramatize, the shtar is part, is karka itself. Is a tfisa on the karka? No. Maisa bezda means that bezda could do what they want. Bezda could also collect from karkos. That's the answer to the stira in the Rambam. So now we've already been miyashev two Rambams. Number one, we've been miyashev the Ravid's kasha. Question number one and question number two. The Ravid's kasha from our sugya. That we see that the Rambam over here by Ksuba, over here meaning Perek Tezayin Alach Chafalf and Hilchas Ishus, says that Ksuba is a case of Modu Mixas. The Ravid asks, what about Eim Yishpon Al Tfir Shiva Karkos? The answer is that our Gemara is talking about a specific case called Helach Karka. Why is Helach Karka? Because Helach is all dependent on the Shtar. And post facto, the shtar represents karka itself. In contrast to ksuba, where it's maisa bezdin. And we've also now answered question number two. Why did the Rambam say momon sheini yochol lichvar is potter from modem mitzas? Why did the Rambam say that the reason why you're potter is because ein nishbon al kfir ashibul karkos, and there was a shtar? So the answer is that over there, there's also a shchiyuv metaltalin. There's metaltalin and karka together. And the reason why you're potter is not because of shibul karkos, because shibul karkos only gets you out of the chiyuv shvua from the karka, not from the metaltalin. But there's another reason you're potter, because of mamon sheini yochol lichvar. Now, Rabbosai, here comes our addition. I'm not saying anything new. I'm not being metaltalin. I don't believe in pilfuls. What I want to point out, this yisod of Reb Chaim is not Reb Chaim on his own. Who said this yisod that shtar is all about that you're holding on to the karka and that's the pshat of Helach? We had a Beferisher Ramban quoted by the Rajba. This I didn't write in to my Reb Chaim. I just want to show you, this is not Reb Chaim. All Reb Chaim does is he conceptually rips apart the Rishonim, and for some reason, which is a Tzorach Iyun that Eliezer Shlomo asked, Reb Chaim never told us which Rishonim he's based on. But almost every Yisoid in Reb Chaim is not Reb Chaim smoking a pipe and being Mechadesh. That's not what's going on. People think it's philosophy. No, Reb Chaim is Mevusas on Gemaras and Rishonim. Almost every Chiddush that he says, B'das HaRabbah. And that's what, let me just, so I'll show you black and white. Everybody knows what I'm referring to? That's what Musasa, we did a Rajba, where the Rajba said that the Mambam's Makor of Mamon Sheni Yochel Lichvar is based on the Gemara of Helach. That's what he said. That Mamon Sheni Yochel Lichvar is based on the idea of Helach because it's considered as if you're holding on to the Karka. Right? That was the Rajba who said it, that it's considered as if you're holding on to the Karka. Could someone pass me a Rajba? Not the Ramban. We can get the Ramban also short. Thank you. The Rajba quotes a Ramban. No, no, no.
It's in the Ramban itself.
The Ramban himself. The Ramban and Shavuos.
Yeah.
The Ramban and Shavuos. Nachon. Nachon. Wait a second. But step number one. Okay, it's a Ramban Shus, but I also think it's based on this Rajba. I think what he's doing, Yashikoch Moshe, I think what he's doing over here is, we're going to get back to Ramban Shus on a few different levels. But over here you see, that idea that a Maman Sheni Yocholichvar is working with the process of Heilach, that idea we had in Reb Chaim as well. Okay, that's all right. But if the problem, but that wasn't the point that I started saying. So if what I said is true, that's based on the Rajba as well. But leave it to spell out for the Talmidim to be even clearer what I was driving at about this idea that considers if you're holding on to the shtar, that the shtar is considered if you're holding on to the karka. Let's look back on the Ramban and Shavuos. We had the Ramban and the Yesh Misha Omer and Shavuos. Everybody look back at the Ramban. The Ramban was bothered by Akasha. And the Akasha was, why don't we consider every milveh a case of Shibut Karkos? Whose Kasha was that?
Tosus.
We're learning Tosus and Rishonim. Tosus asked, every Shibut should be considered a Shibut Karka. And we have rule Einish Bon al Shibut Karkos. So take a look at the Yesh Misha Omer of the Ramban. The Yesh Misha Omer, the Afal Gav, the Be'edin, Afal Gav Diko Shibut Karkos, Iko Nami Shibut Metaltun Mechayif. Avol Shtora Mishum Karkos, who the Kosev Le Inish, the Shtora Le Metaltun Le Kasvi. V'Iker Shibuda Ami Karkoi, Ukeman the Tafis Lehu Dami. So there are two extremely important points in this Yesh Misha Omer in the Ramban, which Reb Chaim's whole chiddush is really based Lanias Daiti on this Yesh Misha Omer. Number one is, once you have a shtar, so then the shtar is considered as if it includes the karka. What was his lashon? The toughest lehudami. It's as if he's holding on to the karka. So what was that yisod? That was the yisod that we saw just now, that when it comes to the shtar, once there's a shtar, the din Torah is the din Torah of karka. Reb Chaim just added, that's only if we're looking at it backwards, if it's already paid or not. But that yisod, that back into Reb Chaim's words, the Reb Chaim said, "V'imkein lo shayech zos el b'shtar de shibudo biyado." This lashon shibudo biyado is based on this Yesh Misha Omer that says, when there's a shtar, there's a tfisa on karka. And then he went on, Reb Chaim then was mechadesh to be mechalik between a ksuba, which is a ma'isa bezin where you don't say that, versus the shtar. That's number one. Number two is the Ramban himself already said the fundamental yisod that Reb Chaim already suggested in his first teretz, in Dibar Maschel Lehinei Kasha, that the Yesh Misha Omer hold that when it comes to Shibudim, there are two Shibudim. There's a Shibud on Metaltalin, and there's a Shibud on Karka. And really, you could look at the Chiyuv of Shvua from a Chiyuv from the perspective of Metaltlin, or from the perspective of Karka. That you saw, those lines I pointed out, that we underlined in Vihine Kasha, that the Ramban and Shavuos also said. In other words, the Ramban and Shavuos already set the ground to look at two different Shibudim. All Reb Chaim does is Reb Chaim puts together what the Yesh Misha Omer said in the Ramban and Shavuos, and Vamei Vinyavin what the Rajba says in regards to Heilach and Mamon Sheni Yecholich. I'll leave that as Vamei Vinyavin, how to use the Rajba by Mamon Sheni Yecholich. I started out before reading from it, and I believe that. and Reb Chaim is kamat not mechadesh anything. The only thing he did is he showed us, he really took what the Ramban is doing, and he built it in a beautiful conceptual framework that the Ramban doesn't elaborate on. And then he connects that to the Yisod of Halach according to the Rashba. Because almost Reb Chaim was kamat not mechadesh anything over here. And what he does is, he says that he believes that that's the answer within the Rambam as well. And that is, the Yisod being, that when it comes to Halach, according to Man Amar that holds Halach is Chayiv, so then in such a case, then you're already looking at the Karka itself. And then it becomes a rule of Einish Bonach Kfir Shibu Karkos. And the Rambam holds that Halach and Momon Sheni Yochel Lichvar are the same thing. Like the Rashba himself had already said, and then that explains why the Rambam doesn't use the word of Einish Banal Kfir Shibu Karkos, as Reb Chaim himself had pointed out. To crunch. What we have over here is three kashas in the Rambam, and all of them are answered. Now I'm saying over Reb Chaim's words, now that I've shown you how the Rishonim built it. We have three kashas. Number one is, at the end of the day, the Rambam holds up when it comes to ksuba, there you have a shvuah, even though ksuba at first glance should be a case of einish banal kfir shibu karkos. Question number two is that when we're dealing with mamon sheni yochel lichvar, why is Rambam say patal as mamon sheni yochel lichvar? Why don't we say einish banal kfir shibu karkos? And the answer to both of those questions start with answering question number three. Question number three is, when it comes to carbon shvuah, the halacha is that you're potter from a carbon, even though the case involves a shtar which has both, which has shibud karkos. How is that different than ksuba where you're chayiv? That was question number three. Again, I'll say that again because I didn't say it clearly the first time. Question number three was, at the end of the day, when it comes to carbon shvua, we say that whenever there's a shtar, automatically you're potter because there's shibud karkos. But when it comes to ksuba, we didn't say that. For that matter, we have so many gemaras that don't seem to say that. So the answer to question number three is that when it comes to carbon shvua, you have to look at the fact that there's both karka and metalton together, because you're not a gazlan until you lied both on the karka and on the metalton. And therefore, if there was a false shvua made on karka, you're not chayiv of carbon, because the only time there's a chayiv of carbon is for those things that have only metalton. On the other hand, when it comes to the chiyuv of shvua, not karbon, but the chiyuv of shvua, if you're lying on metaltalin and on karka, so you're right, you're not going to be chayiv of shvua on the karka, but you're going to be still chayiv of shvua on the metaltalin. That's what we saw in Vihinei Kasha. But then, that seems to be contradicted from our sugya. Because our sugya said that when you have a shtar, so then in such a case, it's shibu karkos, you're not chayiv shvua. That was the maskon of our sugya, silon v'dinar. Reb Chaim asks that on himself. And Reb Chaim points out brilliantly. And he says, well, let's understand that our sugya is also talking about the sugya of Halach. The Madan Ramah holds that Halach is chayiv. What's going on in the sugya of Halach? What's Halach all about? Halach is all about the idea that the shtar, Halach is all about that the shtar is considered as if it's already paid. Now, if we're looking at the din Torah on something that was paid, what was paid? Was this a shaila of metaltalin or a shaila of karka? The answer is it was a shaila of karka. No one's going to deny that there's shibu karkos. So according to the Manda Amar holds Halach is chayav, you have a shaila of karkos. And on that, the Gemara says, Einish bo'an al kfir shibu karkos. That's different than when you have a case of when someone was asked whether he's chayiv something, and he says, I'm not chayiv. So what's he saying he's not chayiv in? He's saying I'm not chayiv in karka, and he's saying I'm not chayiv on metalton. So zap, we're going to give you a shvua. When it comes to ksuba, there the husband says I'm not chayiv on that other 100. But he's saying he's not chayiv on metalton as well. If you want to say you're not chayiv on metalton as well, so then in such a case, on that, you're going to be chayiv a shvua. Mamon sheini yachol lichvar. Mamon sheini yachol lichvar is based on the same concept of Halach. In other words, in the case of the Rambam, where there was a shtar in the Mamon Sheni Yachol Lichvar case, so there was a Shibud Karka. There's a Shibud Karka with that shtar. If there's a Shibud Karka with that shtar, so then in such a case, that Shibud Karka is like Halach. That Shibud Karka is like Halach. If that Shibud Karka is like Halach, so then you're not looking at it in terms of his chiyuv right now. It's already a chiyuv of post facto. If it's a chiyuv of post facto, so then in such a case, then the halacha is that your patrats mamon sheni yachol lichvar. And the whole yisod a mamon sheni yachol lichvar is the concept of halach. And who said that? We saw that that was what the Rashba says. The Rashba on our sugya already made that point. Let's continue on where Reb Chaim develops this idea. V'chein muchach midivrei Rambam meile sharei b'mamon she'ein yachol lichvar pasak dei mishvah midivrei Torah. Here, when it comes to ksuba, it's not considered halach because there is no shtar. Asher alkein, harimushav etiv divrei Rambam, shevanu dal kfirot, vodos ksuba nishpoin oleh, kiv de ksuba lo chashev helach. If it's a shtar, it's considered helach. Who taught us that already? Where Reb Chaim got that from? The Rashba. Alkein memelo de lo chashev gam shibu karkos, kiv de iskan gam odol kfiris metaltlin. That's where we're going to stop over here in this paragraph, but almost the entire paragraph. Now Reb Chaim does something beautiful where he pulls our whole sugya together. Three lines right before Ulefize, V'hine kfar hikshu arishonim. In inconspicuous four lines, Reb Chaim then takes his yisod and explodes it. It's no longer about these three small Rambams, but now it's a yisod in Kol HaTorah Kula. V'hine kfar hikshu arishonim. Everybody have four lines before Ulefize on the last column. V'hine kfar hikshu arishonim. De'eich mishkachin on shvuas modu v'mitzes l'man da'omer shibudid araisa. Reb Chaim quotes our Taisvis. Our Taisvis asked, how do you ever have Modu B'Mitzas? Every Modu B'Mitzas is Shibu Karkos. Ulefi Mashin is Boer. Hare Kol Baal Peh. Kivon Delo Ave Helach. Memeila Ein Bodin Shibu Karka. V'Shaper Chaim Shvuaso. Every Mil Baal Peh is not considered Shibu Karka. The only time it's considered Shibu Karka is if you have Halach, where there's a Shtar, and Shtar is considered Halach, because it's holding on to the Karka as the Ramban had pointed out. And Reb Chaim develops that that's considered Halach by putting together the Rashba. However, if we're talking about what? If we're talking about a milval peh, every milval peh is shibud metalton. Rabbos, I don't understand. Spell out to me. You already answered this, but this is to make sure we understand. What do you mean everything is a milvah peh? There's also shibuda daraisa. Shibuda daraisa means that there's a shibud on the karka. How did this answer Taisus's kasha? Again, inside. Forget about this complicated part about the halach. For those of you who didn't follow, and then I want to say it's in the Rashi, but leave that aside for a second. Here's the cherry on the top. Vihine. Again, let's do everything inside. You didn't have to follow even that last point about halach and the shtar. Okay? Vihine. Kfar hikshor rishayim. The rishayim already asked. De'eich mishkachinon shvuas moda b'mikzas. How do we find shvuas moda b'mikzas? L'man namer shibuda d'araisa. According to man namer, shibuda is d'araisa. Ho'avi shibu karka. So Reb Chaim says. By the way, here you see that if you explain the nitty gritty, then the yisodos become clear. Ufi mashin is bar. Based on everything I said above. Don't worry, it doesn't have to do with the halach part. Everything else I said above. Hare kol bal peh. Kima de lo ave halach, ignore the words halach for those of you who don't follow that point. Hare kol bal peh, memela ebo din shibu karka. There isn't shibu karka. Memela there is no din shibu karka. Veshaper chai beshuasa. I understand. Shibuda daraisa means there's shibu karka. What does he mean? Naftali?
Don't we have a takana de rabbanan that?
No, takana de rabbanan. You sold this thing. Something you sold us to. It has to do with our understanding of how Shibud works. I'll give you a hint. It's based on what you guys did Chazara on in Dibra Maskel Lehine. Yes, Yonatan.
There's no karka?
There is karka. Shibud is the Raisa, there is karka. You're giving Taisus' answer. Reb Chaim wants to show that based on the Yesh Misha Omer, Reb Chaim doesn't claim the Yesh Misha Omer, but I'm telling you it's the Yesh Misha Omer, that Reb Chaim doesn't say Chidushim on his own. Hardly ever. Hardly ever. That we already, there is karka. But nevertheless, not like Tesis. But nevertheless, all the kashas fall away. And this is the yesod of Brisk, that if you conceptualize the yeshitas well, all kashas fall away. They say that the Beis Halevi used to say that the difference between me and my son is that when people come and ask me a question in learning, they have a kasha. And I give them a teretz. So they feel good they had a kasha. They went to Beis HaLevi, and he didn't say it this way. They went to Beis HaLevi, and he had a good kasha, and Beis HaLevi gave him a good teretz. So it's something to talk over in the Beis Medrash. He says, when you come to my son Reb Chaim, he says, he shows you that the assumptions of your question are wrong. So there's no kasha in the first place. So the guy doesn't feel good afterwards. Most kashas, and not that the pshat that there's a kasha is a brilliant teretz. Most kashas, you just begin to take apart the kasha and shas, and then you see that the kasha doesn't start. That's the yisod of the Brisker Derech. But my point is, the Brisker Derech is not a new Derech. All the Brisker Derech is doing is it conceptualizes what everybody said before. There's almost, this is known as one of Reb Chaim's big, big, big chidushim. It's all based on Rishonim Mefurashim. There's nothing here, kemat, that Reb Chaim said on his own. He just brilliantly showed how all the yisodos, the Rishon throughout Shas, are miyashiv all these Rambams. Yes, Daniel, what's the answer? Ay, Shibud is daraisa. Shibud ainish bon al kfir shibud erkos. All the Rishonim's kasha. With this, with all the intricate analysis above, everything falls away. What's the teretz? Oh, very good. There's also a part that's metaltlin. So there's no chiyuv shvua on the Shibud karka, but there's a chiyuv shvua on the Shibud metaltlin. Kaftor v'ferach. Is this worth $1 million or what? Now you know it's not the shtam shtick that Reb Chaim was smart, that Reb Chaim was a dog. This is all about understanding the Amka Deshas. Okay. We ran out of time for halacha. I prepared halacha, but we're out of time.